So I want to start off today's podcast by basically saying, you know, that most of us actually define success as, you know, having all this like crazy like amount of money or cars or big houses and stuff like that. Now, granted, like these things are, you know, probably what most consider, you know, grand and great things to have, and they probably are. But when it comes down to it, you really need to analyze success. What is success for you? Success could be just as simple as you achieving a goal that you once thought you could never achieve, or you were told when you were younger that you could never achieve, or somebody told you that this was impossible for you to do and that you did that. You know, success could be just that simple, or it could be success could be that one thing that's like up there for you that needs to be one of those driven things that, okay, so I need to set my bar to, you know, I guess it was said before, you know, aim for the moon, and then if you hit the stars, you won't be disappointed, you know. But in reality, when it rolls down to it, you need to understand success to you can be defined in many, many different ways. Like for me, for instance, like one time, you know, I used to think that the more money I had, the you know, the happier I would be, or the more, you know, that I gave to my family, the happier that they would be. But, you know, when it came down to it, what really drove the happiness was me being around my family more, and me being able to give back and achieve and give a sense of fulfillment. And I get a sense that sense of fulfillment from helping others. And that's really what my success win is having more time with my family. And, you know, doing that, it does take money. It does take them, but money's a resource, right? So think of it like that, right? So I recently, you know, I have a Dodge Challenger, right? So I have, it's a fairly nice car, you know, but I had some things that I needed to repair on it, right? So I was thinking, you know, well, I'll do this, and this. Well, you know, I didn't think about it till afterwards, but we just went ahead and did it. We did this first, we did this next, and we did this next, and we did this next. We didn't do it all at once because, honestly, it was in several different things. It was like, it literally is like, you know, how one thing rolls downhill. You know, you literally have to fix, you know, just about everything. But when I didn't literally think about it till afterwards, I was like, I didn't really have to, like, stress like I used to stress over stuff like that, right? And I didn't, you know, and it's not to say that, you know, I wanted stuff to break or I wanted stuff to mess up, but I didn't have to stress over, you know, having to get something or having to get something that I needed, you know. And I think when you get to that point where I say this, because when you get to the point where you don't have to have that burden on your shoulder of stress to get the things that you truly need in this world, not the things that you truly want. I think a lot of us, what we do is we tend to strive to these expectations that we want things, and then we cause ourselves external stress that we don't need, that is counterproductive to for us to be productive, because it really works against us, right? When it comes to success, you know, you have to have goals that, you know, are reachable, but obviously you need to set goals that are, you know, that you don't think you can hit either. Because again, that goes back to the term of, you know, aiming for the moon. And if you hit the stars, then great. You know, that's the thing. But again, when it comes down to it, you have to have that ability, and you have to have that thought pattern. You know, continuous improvement is something that is part of what you should be striving for. You know, and not to be stressing yourself out over these goals that are these things that you feel like, okay, well, such and such did this in this amount of time, so that means I need to do this in this amount of time. You're going to do what you're going to do within the time frame that it takes you to do it in. Literally everything, and I don't care what it takes, everything that everybody does is not something that they're just naturally gifted and talented with. Generally speaking, everybody has to put forth a tremendous amount and effort to go and do what the things they do. And some people excel more than others, but they put forth a lot more effort than others too. You don't see that. A lot of people misconstrue that and think that, oh, he's an overnight success, or this person has done this in this short amount of time. but you didn't see the 10 years before that when they put in all the work that nobody was watching. I think in sports, we often, you know, people often, you know, compare that really as in, you know, it's the people that stay behind and the people that, you know, when the training sessions are over, they're the ones staying the last in the gym. They're the ones staying late. They're the ones staying over in practice. And when everybody's done and went home, they're still in there practicing. They're still doing what they strive to do. You have to have a passion behind it, and you have to care about it, and you have to have a meaning behind what you're doing to keep going. You know, so having, you know, what you define as success is defined as, again, coming back to different things for everybody, right? So what your definition of success is probably not my definition of success, right? My definition of success is being around my family more and being able to still provide for them as adequately as I can, you know, and do the very best I possibly can. Because again, when it rolls down to it, it's when you look at what's really, really important in life, and I've had this stare at me in the face several times in my life, is you when it comes down to the little things in life really, really count. When so many things in everyday life we take for granted, and you don't realize that, you don't look at that until somebody close to you or you yourself go through a dramatic stage, and you either live past it or you work through it. Like, a lot of people don't even know that me myself, I don't have the hearing in my left ear. Now, a lot of people would think that would hinder me from doing what I'm doing. Like, I shouldn't even be able to, the doctors told me, you shouldn't be able to have fluent speech like I do. But yet I'm here doing a podcast right now. And that just goes to show you that the human mind and the human body can endure and do what you do not, you look at as you can achieve this, you can achieve this. Don't let anything hold you back. But in the same token too, don't stress yourself out over things that are literally like dreams or something. I'm going to make, you're literally like, let me explain this just as simple as I possibly can. If you are a person that is not making $1 million right now, this year, you're not going to make $10 million next year. That's just part of the business. That's just part of the way things go. Your mindset has to change. Too many things have to change. You're going to learn as you go through this process. Now, you know, for me, it was the point of, okay, when am I going to make $100,000 a year? Okay, so when I made $100,000 a year, it's like, how am I going to make $1 million? And then it comes down to the same point, right? You have to learn, and you're growing as you're doing this, right? So you don't know how to do something, and you don't know how your mind is going to shift and how your abilities are going to shift, and what you deem as important may not be important as it was once when you first started. Now, you can still do and strive to be the very best you possibly can, and I do highly, highly recommend that. I highly recommend that you go out every single day and you give it your best. You hunt for the things that you need to learn and grow and get better. You drive to have continuous and relentless, you know, possibilities that you can do things. Relentless, like, potential in going and putting forth effort is something that I feel that I don't see enough of these days. I don't see enough of people that have the effort it really, really takes to go. There's too many people that complain that, oh, it's not happening quick enough. You need to have patience with what you're doing. You need to have patience and really focus on one thing. Stop chasing shiny objects. Stop chasing things that really are just, you know, trust me. I mean, I'm a person that used to chase shiny objects all the time. But when it comes down to it, you have to focus on what's important, right? And I always go back to this every single time I do this podcast or every time I talk about it. You literally have to make a list. I do still have a dry erase board on the door I walk out of every single day because it reminds me of my top five things that I need to do. And until I do those top five things, nothing else is important. For one, that does two things. It lowers my anxiety for the day. For the second thing, it also gets me more productive. It also helps me towards my goals. It makes me better as a person. It makes me better as in business. It makes me better all around in what I'm doing. When I achieve something, I literally come to the point where it's so fulfilling. It really is when you come to listing out your goals and doing your goals and they could be small goals, big goals, whatever the case may be. But continuous improvement and the relentless effort to try and like go from failure to failure to failure with the not losing the ambition of what you want to become. You're going to fail in life, and that's not really failure, it's learning, and learning is part of the process. Part of the process is what you have to do if you really are serious about success, and that takes patience. It takes having the perseverance to get past something. It's just like when you literally think you've hit a wall, and then like literally 2 days later you say, oh well, that really wasn't a wall, I could just do this, I could go around it. And you think back to yourself, well, if I would have just found that earlier. Well, don't just always look back and think, well, you know, I mean, yeah, you what if you found that earlier? But in the same focus too, what if you would have, you know, never, what if you would have gave up? What if you would have stopped? I see way too many people that hit a little roadblock, hit a like a little bump in the road, and they literally stop. It stops them in their tracks. And that's why I make these podcasts, because the simple fact of if you let something small stop you, then you don't have your why, and you don't have the reason you started it to begin with. If your why doesn't drive you to get up every single day when you don't want to get up, when you hurt, when you literally are feeling at your worst, or you dread your day or something, you know, then you don't have the why of what it takes to continue and what you're doing. Like there's days that I get up and then I don't want to do stuff, that I still do it. It's because taking action beats inaction any day of the week. And then when it comes down to it, having the patience to sit there and wait and not have expectations that this should be happening quicker than I think it should be happening. We all think things should be happening just as quick as they should. Trust me, I think that I should be making $10 million this year. But that doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to happen. I have to plan, I have to do, I have to work, I have to have the persistence, I have the relentless effort, I have to try, I have to keep going, I have to go, and I have to set my goals, and I have to do things properly, I have to have mentorships, I have to be part of masterminds, I have to be part of working with people, and that's something that me personally, I have always had a problem with. I have always, me as an introvert, and yes, I am an introvert, have always had a problem with doing that, because the simple fact of, you know, I did not want to get out there and actually, you know, be around people. And I used to actually have anxiety when I was around people. I used to have, when it was a group of people that were all around, you know, and literally you walk up and you don't know anybody, instead of walking up and, you know, getting along and meeting people, I used to have anxiety and clam up and just stay shut. That's really being an introvert. But honestly, you know, when it comes down to it, that never ever like drove me to be better. So I had to learn to come out my shell, and I had to learn how to get past that. And that's part of having the patience to work with myself, my inner self, to say, look, this is a comfortable situation. This is something that I had to get past. Now, you wouldn't think that today, right? If you met me today, you probably wouldn't think that. And if you're hearing this as a podcast, you probably would not think that. You probably wouldn't not even know about my ear surgery, that I had a tumor in my left ear that I literally had to have my ear cut off, and they had to drill it out and put a brand new prosthetic bone inside of my ear so I could have bass and hearing inside of that ear. I have no high pitch hearing at all. I have bass hearing. So sometimes when I talk like a little bit lower, it's because I get full spectrum across my voice. But again, a lot of people don't even understand that. When they meet me, they have no earthly idea that I ever had my ear cut off, because you really can't tell. But I can show you pictures where I literally came out of a hospital, you know, I think it was like five, 6 years ago now, literally came out of a hospital and looking like Joe Dirt. I have like a just like my head wrapped around, you know, almost like the end of the Joe Dirt movie when he was coming out of the hospital, and he was like literally, you know, it felt so tight. It was like so much pressure on my head. I actually came home and like it felt so like, I mean, as soon as I was able to cut that wrap off, I felt so much better. But then I was like worried about my ear falling off. It was like crazy. Anyway, so I mean, I know I got on a whole different subject, but the point of it is you need to understand that, like, don't stress yourself out because you're just stopping yourself from doing stuff. Make sure you empower yourself to do stuff. Write goals, right? Set your goals down. Make sure you work towards your goals and have the patience and persistence and relentlessness to go after those goals and put forth the effort it takes. Don't just go through and, you know, just think that things are just going to come to you like magically. You're going to listen to, you know, this book, and this book's going to tell you all this magical stuff. Now you're going to learn some stuff at every book you listen to or read. I'm a person that listens to a lot of Audible books. I don't necessarily read a lot of books, but I listen to a lot of Audible books. I watch a lot of video content. I learn all the time. I'm constantly obsessed with learning to make myself better. But as I'm learning, I'm implementing that very thing that I'm learning right then so that it sinks in my head and I understand it. Whether it's a pass or fail or whatever the case may be, I need to implement it and then try it. As you know, my firm stance is learn, implement, succeed. What I mean by that, it's not every time you're going to succeed, but learning, implementing is succeeding. Because you are taking action. You're doing something. When 90% of people are not doing a single thing, you are part of the 10% that is doing something and making a difference in your own life. Nobody else is responsible for you but you. You need to take action. You need to do what it takes to make sure that your goals are your goals and they are important to you for your very own reasons. Now, you know, people may laugh and they may joke about you. People may think that you are the coolest thing since sliced bread. It really, you know, breaks down to we are all different people. And whatever your goal is, whatever your success rate is, whatever your success is to you, what it means to you, is what's going to drive you. And again, we are going to have different points. So I just wanted to really kind of get this off my chest because this is something that I feel really strongly about, because I see a lot of people that complain and they go through life and they're just like, you know, talking about that they don't have this or they don't have that, and it's all because of this, it's all because of that, it's all because of whatever. Well, if you have the because of attitude, then you're never going to get anywhere, because negativity does not drive positivity. Positivity drives positivity. Nothing negative ever has a positive ending. You have to go forth and you have to put forth the very best out of it. In the worst situation, you treat it the best and you will have a better outcome than you ever will if you ever treat it any other way. So just understand that the growth behind us as people, the growth behind us as individuals, is a day-to-day challenge and a day-to-day opportunity that we have and we owe to ourselves and our families to do. We owe to ourselves to go through and do our very best to learn, even if it's just a little bit, to learn and to grow and to get better each and every day. Like, there's not a single day that I don't do this. Not a single day. It's literally 2:00 in the morning and I'm doing a podcast right now because I feel this strongly about this, because I don't see enough people putting forth the effort it takes. And you need to do that. I mean, you literally, I met somebody today that asked for my help. And they asked for my help, and I was like, yeah, sure, I'll help you. You know, it's pretty cool. Well, you know, I don't mind helping people. You know, and I like to do that because I like to reach out. And again, I get that sense of fulfillment from helping people and teaching people and stuff like that. So I enjoy teaching. That's just me. Personally, I don't know what it is about me, but I do feel that I get a lot of sense of fulfillment out of teaching. Now, I did help him, and I showed him what exactly, he explained what was going on, and I showed him what was going on, and he was absolutely amazed. So I invited him to a Zoom success meeting that I was having later on that night. Well, we continued to carry on, and we continued to grow and get better, you know, in what he was doing. Now, whether or not he joined, you know, my course, or whether he joined what we were doing, it didn't matter to me. it what mattered is I took what I knew for that day and I was able to make somebody else's life better for that day. Now, it may sound stupid to a lot of people, but when you start putting other people's needs ahead of your needs, you will end up having more money than you think you ever once had. Like, the hardest thing in the world is to do that. I mean, it's as far as you start putting forth effort and doing more for others, the money easily follows. It's because you're true, like, people learn who you are. And not only that, the world recognizes who you are. But you have to learn a skill. You have to learn how to do this. And that's persistence, that effort. And no matter if it's effort on learning or effort to go out there and just help somebody for no reason, just help somebody with no expectation of getting anything back. That sounds stupid, but you would be surprised how many clients I got from helping people and had no intentions of actually doing anything, like getting anything from them. I mean, seriously, I just literally helped them because I get a sense of fulfillment in helping people, and it made a better outcome come from me. And I just want to impress that in front, and whether it be that amount of effort or the effort it took to learn to get there, right? Again, every single day I'm trying to learn, I'm trying to hunt, I'm trying to get out there and learn as much as I possibly can, because learning, implementing, and succeeding is part of my process. And when you get that part of your process, that's going to make you succeed just that much more. So if there's anything I can say today, it's make sure that you have the effort it takes. Make sure you put forth everything you possibly need to put forth to achieve your goals. Like, if it's just a little bit each day, if it's a lot each day, you know, don't overwhelm yourself, but make sure that you get a sense of fulfillment out of what you're doing. You know, like I say, write down your goals, get them done, and then you're going to feel better about yourself. It's going to take the anxiety off of what you're doing. You're going to look back in a year from now and then look back and say, I did all of this. I was able to go this far this year. What can I do next year? Right? And then you have to lay out a plan. You have to do things one by one. Literally chase. You're chasing your dreams. Everybody has dreams. You chase your dreams, and it's your goals, right? Nobody else is going to do this for you, so you need to do it for yourself. Now, we'll all help each other. We'll all help each other, and we want to see each other succeed, but we are not responsible for we're only responsible for ourselves. We're only responsible for what we can do for ourselves. Like, I can teach somebody to do something, but if they don't take the action to do it, then they're not going to get anywhere. But for those people that are taking action, that don't have teachers, that need teachers, that's where really the outcome comes. Where those people that need the effort, they need somebody to guide them, they need the ability, because they don't have it. They don't have the potential. They don't have maybe they don't have the means at the time. Sometimes we have to give forth to people that might not be, you know, in that spot that they can, you know. And sometimes it works out where they achieve great things, and then they'll you know, help you back. But just know that, like I said, if there's anything I can say is always continuously drive to yourself to be better each and every day, and to set your goals, make sure you go after your goals, and just get better each and every day. Make sure that's important to you. Make sure you put forth the effort, and make sure that you owe it to yourself. You owe it to nobody else but yourself. The only person you're cheating if you don't do this is yourself. You're not cheating anybody else. It's nobody else's fault, and it's not going to hurt anybody but you. So you owe it to yourself to make yourself better each and every day. These are principles I live by, and it's only made me better each and every day by doing this. Again, people ask me all the time, what do? I do this every single day. I learn, I implement, I succeed. That's it. I'm chasing whatever, like I said, I'm chasing, I'm hunting, I'm going after what I want. And that's what it takes. So, with all that said, we're going to conclude today, and just want to get that off my chest and kind of get out there and just say, hey, put forth the effort and make sure that you, if you have a vision. If you have something you want to chase, you want to go after, sometimes you got to put forth, you got to step forward, you got to go after it. You can't make excuses. So, and excuses, and the worst thing about excuses is sometimes they're valid. And that doesn't make them right, though. So don't make excuses. Go ahead and take action. Make things happen. You'll feel better about yourself in the end. You'll feel better about all that you've accomplished, and you'll feel better about all your success that you've had. So with that said, we'll see you guys on the next one. And until then, learn, implement, succeed. Keep growing and getting better. We'll see you guys. All right.